The idea is the following, that black holes are like the ultimate cosmic vacuum cleaner. Because of their very high gravity, they suck everything in that's around them within a certain range. And so everything goes into a black hole. But in a black hole, you have very funny things that happen to space and time. And so the idea is that there might be a counterpart of that in universe, or even another universe, so-called white hole, where everything's coming out. And some people feel that at one time they thought maybe quasars, where you have an enormous amount of energy being generated, that maybe that was a white hole. It turns out that that too appears to be a black hole. But really she's making a lot of assumptions on the structure of space and time to think that material can enter in to a black hole in one part of the universe and come out in another part of the universe or in another universe. There's just an incredible amount of assumptions that are made, and if she is depending upon that to bail her out of a universe that is finite or a universe that has not been around for an infinite amount of time, she's got problems.
She said something too about circular pattern of light. I wasn't sure how she threw that in.
If you have a finite universe, conceivably light that takes off in one direction can go around, kind of come back to its origin after billions of years. But there you have a finite universe that has been around for a finite amount of time. You don't have an infinite universe.
Well, I'm deducing your science from Star Trek.
Star Trek features.
Star Trek, yes.
John, did you say that a chromosome is 6 feet long?
Oh.
Or a gene, or
the whole
genome.
Yeah, and then there's 24. That occurs in about 24 pairs of pieces or something like that in a human. So if you pasted them all together, you'd get the 6 foot long.